This is Keep It Juicy, episode 45. Hello, and welcome to Keep It Juicy, a weekly podcast that features experts on living a juicy life. What's a juicy life? It's a lifestyle for those who have put in a few miles and are ready to turn off-road, who are still learning and excited, who are fearless, or who are scared but dare anyway. Juicies are grown-ups, so some of our language may not be appropriate for children. Juicies are bold, passionate, and ready to squeeze every drop of juice out of life. I'm your host, Helen Mitternight. Are you ready? Let's keep it juicy. Hi, it's Helen Mitternight. Welcome to another Stiletto mini episode of the podcast. I've been through a few hurricanes, and there are some things that the Weather Channel just won't teach you. Hurricane lessons today on Keep It Juicy. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and we have been so lucky that Hurricane Florence took a detour on her way down the coast. She was supposed to hit Charleston for a little while, but she went north. And we watched with grief and empathy as our neighbors to the north are still dealing with cresting waters days after the hurricane. This isn't my first hurricane. I grew up in New Orleans, and I lived through Betsy. It was in the 60s, and Camille. And, you know, I confess I was too young to understand what all the fuss was about. Then after Betsy, I think it was, we drove home. And all of my favorite toys that I'd left on the floor, because I was kind of a sloppy kid, but they were floating in water when we got back and ruined. And the house at the end of the street was sheared in half by a tornado. So that made a big impression on me then. And then later, I had moved from New Orleans, but I watched from afar as Katrina just destroyed a lot of what was familiar about the city and really threatened my family. So I take hurricanes very seriously, and I've learned a lot of things about getting ready for hurricanes, like boarding up the windows and buying lots of water and toilet paper and canned food. Make lots of preemptive hotel reservations out of the storm path because you're never quite sure where the path is going to be, and have your important papers ready to go. Those are some of the big lessons, and you know the biggest one of all, of course, is you take with you what and you have to decide what's important enough to save. But a lot of stuff has been written and spoken about that, and I'm not going to get into anything that profound. I'm going to talk about the little lessons that they don't teach you, the ones that you won't hear from the Weather Channel's Jim Cantore, like the fact that you're probably going to gain weight. You know, Cat 5 isn't just the hurricane level, it's the number of pounds you can expect. If you evacuate, you're likely to be eating out, and since you're not sure how long you're going to be displaced, you're going to try to save money, and even if you don't go for the cheap, fast food, you're probably going to go for food that hits all the comfort notes, you know, grease, salt. If you're lucky enough to stay with someone, they're probably trying to stretch their groceries with cheap, filling carbs like spaghetti to keep you fed. And even if you wait it out at home, well, there's sort of a moral obligation to empty your freezer in case the power goes out. And who knew your freezer had so much ice cream and pastry in it? Here's another lesson. Whatever chronic conditions you have are going to flare up during a hurricane. You got a bad back? Well, hefting all those hurricane supplies and suitcases or sitting for hours in a car is going to have you curved in like an apostrophe. Migraines? Wait until the changes in barometric pressure get a hold of your sinuses. And let's not forget depression and anxiety. Having an actual reason to be depressed and anxious is not as reassuring as you might think. So fill those prescriptions and keep them close. You're also going to find out what you're made of. What I'm made of, apparently, is an addiction to email and social media and Shonda Rhimes dramas with a dash of Gilmore Girls thrown in. You know, none of those are available when your power goes out. I love to read, but the guilt of using up flashlight batteries for something that isn't going to save my life means I don't read as much, so you kind of sit around. And you find out what kind of a spouse you are and what kind of a parent you are. Forget those Facebook quizzes about what color your aura is. You know, it'd be much more useful to find out if you're the type to kill your husband after day one of hurricane stress or whether you can wait until the second day to turn homicidal. You're going to find out during a hurricane how dramatic and judgmental your friends and family can be. And as a bonus, you learn how little they know about geography. So I live in South Carolina, that borders with North Carolina, where Florence did most of its damage, but there are many miles between my house and there. Still, you know, Charleston, South Carolina could have been in the hurricane path, depending on which track the storm took, so I'm not minimizing their concern, but everybody had an opinion on evacuation and assumed whether someone went or stayed had everything to do with choice and intellect and nothing to do with circumstances. I've been on both sides. I've run away, paying premium prices for a hotel that would take my two dogs and finding nothing more than a fallen tree limb when I got back home. And I've stayed, knowing that my gamble could cost me my life. I've had good reasons for both. But I am amazed at how people feel free to judge me, whichever I choose, and how they judge others. It is the height of arrogance to think you know what someone's decision should be. I mean, some people make the wrong decision, but few do it because they feel like they had a choice. I know enough now not to judge. Unless they've left their animals in a situation where the animal doesn't stand a chance of surviving, well, those people I judge. And the concern? People who hadn't talked to me in years suddenly wanted a piece of my drama. Keep me posted, they said. I finally said, no. I'll mark myself safe on social media, but I will not spend my dwindling phone battery feeding your desired for a front row seat at the drama. Okay, I didn't really say that. I was much nicer about it, but I thought it. There are some serious lessons you learn, lessons that stay with you. You learn how isolated you are, but you also learn how connected you are. Isolation is how vulnerable you feel, whether you go or whether you stay. You aren't in control. Nature is. Fate is. And sometimes human nature is, because I read stories of looters breaking into a couple of homes or cars that were left behind. And yeah, it's just stuff, but it's your stuff, and you have no way of protecting it. It's a pretty awful thing. But the connection is what helps with the isolation. It might be the most important lesson of all. You learn how really decent people can be. If you stayed, the few other people drinking in nearly deserted bars become best friends of the moment. You're so glad to see other people to break up your isolation that you stop and you chat. You move the debris for a neighbor who evacuated so that she doesn't come home to find a mess. If you left, you find grace and mercy. A hotel clerk who slips you a couple of dog biscuits for your pets. A phone company that allows you unlimited data so you can call back all those concerned friends and family members. First responders who come from surrounding areas to help your community before you can get back there. So, next hurricane, because you know there's going to be one, watch the hyped up Weather Channel if you have to, but remember these lessons too. If you want a source for hurricane stuff that isn't all about the drama, I include a link to the NOAA site on the Stilettos Resources page on my website, keepitjuicy.com. There's also a button there to subscribe to my blog, Stilettos Not Required, which is where I write my most personal thoughts. Next week, we're going to be talking to someone from Stanford University whose study talks about how socially engaged baby boomers are, or are not, as the case may be. You can keep up with us on Facebook at KeepItJuicyCom and on Twitter at KeepItJuicyCom, or go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. And it really helps if you go onto iTunes and leave a review. Meanwhile, go out there and keep it juicy.